Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Mary and Shane Courtney raise vegetables for wholesale among many crops on their Shelby County farm. A few days back, she had several dozen volunteers in her fields going over already harvested crops in the age-old tradition of gleaning.
Well, gleaning is when you have folks who have willing hands and giving hearts, and they'll come out to our farm at the end of our vegetable season or at a time, maybe even during the season, when we have finished harvesting a particular crop. So we're no longer harvesting it to sell, but the food that is still on the plants is the same food that we would take home to feed our family.
Those gleaners were employees of Farm Credit Mid-America offices in Louisville, Shelbyville, Lexington, and even Danville.
Today we picked Anaheim and jalapeno and poblano peppers and some bell peppers, and I think that's it. And we got a lot of each of those crops. We were able to send a lot on to Dare to Care.
The effort was one phase of Farm Credit's very significant corporate commitment to feeding the hungry.
That food today may end up coming back into Shelby County food banks tomorrow. It may be in Henry County, Nelson County. I'm not sure exactly where all it'll end up, but it will all be served in the local vicinity for people that need food.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We asked students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Mary Courtney says that day's gleaning project on their Shelby County farm started early, and she thought it gave her Farm Credit friends from their respective office jobs a better appreciation for farming.
Everybody was kind of ready to see 12 o'clock roll around when their time was up, just because it is hard work, and for them to be able to experience hard work in a different capacity, which is what our food system, you know, that's the foundation of our food system, to be able to see folks experience that is very fulfilling.
Farm Credit has partnered with the Kentucky Association of Food Banks for the last 3 years with very generous financial support, and backed that up with their gleaning project.
And they're really embracing the stewardship of farmers also, because Farm Credit is so supportive of the farm to food banks through their monetary donations and the volunteer efforts. To be able to help kind of connect all those dots is great for the employees.
Gleaners, per Mary Courtney, folks with willing hands and giving hearts. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.